Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Could have been worse.
So just talk about the weekly process of trying to get better for you. Like what, an ideally, you know, mindset. How you can't let it get too far ahead of you and think about snap counts, no one sack, things like that. But just the process of getting better every week, what's that like for you?
You got to do everything in your power to get better. You got to outwork everybody, really. So just in the process of outworking people and studying and getting my mind right to play on Sundays.
Is it hard, though, Ed, to think about, I need a sack this week? I want to get it. Is it hard to put that off when you're concentrating on your game plan, your opponent, and just doing everything?
I never was concentrating on getting a sack because, when you watch my pass rush reps this winning, it's not a matter of me, like, beating the guy in front of me. It's a matter of the quarterback holding the ball. So sure. I think that never been, like, in my head. As far as I can't rush the passer, it's more so been take advantage of your opportunities, and it just sucks when you win and the ball's gone. So things like that, and just trying to see how I can be inches closer to the quarterback and things like that. And
so when you evaluate, can you go back and say, I'm winning a one-on-one battle, I just didn't get the sack, that's okay, I did my job there, he threw it quick.
It ain't okay. We have to rush as a unit, and rush as one. So me just saying I won my one-on-one is not okay. It's, did you help out your teammate? Gotcha. Or you in the right position? Did you do your 111? It's not just, oh, you won your 101. But as far as, like, getting sacks and hitting home, it's a game of inches. Whether you took your rip to the sky or whether you just lackadaisically beat the guy, there's a difference between a sack or a batted ball or strip sack and things like that. So gotcha. Every little inch count.
This QB you're facing this week, obviously Fitzpatrick, he'll get rid of it pretty quick. But you guys just faced him. What did you learn about, you know, Ryan, the first time you played him?
I learned that he's a tough guy. He'll pull it down and run it. He's not as scared to throw it in tight pockets. And he's just a guy that just live on the edge.
Yeah. Talking to Lorenzo yesterday, and he talked because he spent so much time with Tremaine last year in his first year. You know, he's seen a lot in this league, and he said, listen, there's nobody in this locker room that doesn't think that Ed Oliver is going to be the man. And is it frustrating for you at times just to have to deal with these kind of early career struggles, if you'd even call them?
Yeah, like, I know within myself that once I put it all together and once it get put together in the finished product, it's going to be something special. But until that day, you just put your head down and go to work.
What's it been like for you around all this snow the last 3 days?
I want to forget.
You seen anything like this?
No, the snow really not bad. It's the first day that it's snow, and you got to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Then after that, it kind of, the streets be clear and your driveway clear. Then it really don't bother you. But the first day it's snow, you're like, hey, I got to shovel the. Like, I woke up this morning, it was raining. I was like, I don't got time to shovel. I just drove over it. But they say when you drive over, turn the ice, so. I got to deal with that when I go home. I don't want to talk about snow.
As long as you have the right car, but usually people plow. We're good here, though. People help you get out, shoveling, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, my neighbors are some of the best neighbors I ever had. Even in Houston or wherever I've lived, some of the best neighbors ever, really. And they helped me out tremendously because I don't know right from left when it come down to snow. And my neighbor came out with his four-wheeler and his plow, and he helped me get out my driveway, so. That was the day when I guess we had 10, 11 inches, however many inches was. It's the most snow I ever seen in my life. But
that's what we're all about. That's why we're called the City of Good Neighbors.
Nah.
It really is.
My neighbors better than good neighbors. They're great. Great neighbors.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.